What's important is that I awake your interest, if I can, and that I answer your question.
I'm Rosa, and I'm directing Oleana.
Let's start it.
The play is about a young student called Carol, who's failing a module and goes to see her professor, John, and asks for guidance and help, and the boundaries between student and teacher are blurred and some lines are crossed, and things escalate to a point that Carol doesn't feel comfortable.
Hi, my name is Safia Sage and I'm playing Carol. Carol is a bit of a funny one. She seems to come to the table with a very strong sense of values and a very complicated moral code, which at times I'm not even sure she understands, and she's definitely aware that it's not on par with that of the people around her. So I think she struggles between what she has come to know as right and the decisions she feels that she needs to make in order to support herself, which is something she feels very strongly about.
My name is Max Fitzroy Stone, and I play the part of John. John is a middle-aged professor at a certain university, it could be any. And essentially, he's this part who he loves his job, and he loves every aspect of teaching, especially the performance of it. And a student comes to him asking for help because she's failing. And his decisions throughout the play on how to handle Carol make for interesting watching. And they are, to some people, dubious, to others, understandable, but ultimately he acts in a very different way than you'd expect given what you see of him at the beginning.
Say this is the beginning.
The beginning?
Yes.
Of what?
Of the class.
But we can't start over.
I say we can. I say we can.
But I don't believe it.
Well, I know that, but it is true. After all, what is the class but you and me?
Well, there are rules.
Well, we'll break them.
How can we?
We don't tell anybody.
I'm a big fan of David Mamet. I think his writing is very unique and interesting to work with, and works particularly well in somewhere like The Barn, where you can create a really intimate setting quite easily. Also, it's a play about a student, and she could be a student at any university, including the University of York, and a professor, and the tension between kind of the role of sexism and patriarchy, but also the role of political correctness going too far and kind of trying to find a balance between that I think is particularly relevant.
It's quite exciting to come to a script and not like either of the characters, and that makes it quite hard to do some of the work. And I think as we've been working through it and you try and find justification for everything that they do, it's very interesting to understand where they're coming from, in particular Carol, who... Sometimes I see similarities myself, and sometimes I'm like, I don't know what you're doing. Why are you doing that? So it's a challenge, and one I've definitely been enjoying.
For me, it's the pace. It's completely in its own category in terms of drama. In the sense, no, I've never read any other play that has such a dependence on the pace of the conversation. And in order to keep that pace up, it's very challenging, but it's also very rewarding. It's very much a baptism of fire.
Things escalate very quickly, and they act in ways that you might not suspect.
It's been a really intense experience, but that whole kind of acting, reacting is what I love. And I feel very lucky to have Max alongside me. I feel completely supported, and we work really well off each other.
It makes for great watching, because it's so lifelike, because at the end of the day, in regular conversation, people cut into each other, they interrupt, they don't finish sentences, and that's very much how... David Mamet writes. He reflects that notion, and so that's probably the most interesting.
They should come and see it, because it's got something that I think every student can relate to, which is that kind of relationship with a teacher that's not like the relationship you have at school. It's slightly different, and also I think it really challenges the audience's reactions. When the play first was put on in England, a fight broke out in the opening night. People actually punched each other because they were so outraged at their differing opinions on what was happening on stage. And although I don't want a fight to break out, I really hope that people have a strong reaction to what happens and that they argue with each other and they disagree.
I'd like for them to take what they see personally. and allow themselves to have a visceral response to it, because it is quite delicate material. And I'd like them to come and talk to us and tell them what they think afterwards. Everyone's going to have a different interpretation of it. Mine changes every time we work on it. So I'd really just like them to throw themselves into it with abandon and see how it makes them feel.
It is amusing. It is enlightening. And overall, I just think it will be a worthwhile watch.
This is on in week 5 in the Drama Barn, which on Friday, Saturday and Sunday, which is the 7th, 8th and 9th of February. And they can get tickets from Vanbrugh Stalls 12 till 2 during week 5, and also on the York Drama Sock website.
Why would you do this for me?
I like you. Is that so difficult for you to understand? There's no one here but you and